Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Rory.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? I was trying to be sexy with that one.
You know what? I feel really sexy today.
Was it because of the way I said hello?
Well, that contributed to it, but I just got out of the shower and, I
Ew.
didn't do anything. How dare you? But I just like feel like a little bit sexier after getting out of the shower. You don't feel that way when you get out of a shower?
Like a nice invigorating steam. Ew, wait, I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's how it came out of my mouth.
But that's kind of what I meant.
Oh, then yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Well,
Clearly.
here we are on our first dates podcast, feeling sexy.
Always. That's why we're here.
I think we need to feel sexier more often. I think that'll give us the confidence to find the people we need to have in our life.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But I don't know. I don't know, like, how to start with that. I feel like I'm wearing a tank top right now, and that's pretty much as sexy as I get.
I mean, I knew this person was coming on, and I had to run and get a hoodie just so I felt a little bit more confident and comfortable.
Yeah, you did
So
say that.
I'm not saying that I'm some master at confidence.
I mean, we all know you're not a master in confidence, Rory. You don't have
Okay, so
to.
Zoe, what do we do here on the podcast? What services do we afford the world?
This is First Dates Podcast, and it stars Rory and myself, who are both single. And we go on 25-minute dates with people from the internet, and a little something extra will be awarded if things are heating up, steaming up like a shower, you know. And the host will switch depending on the guest's preference sexually. So if they like ladies, they'll choose me, and if they like other, I don't know, whatever. Well, whoever wants to date whoever can date whoever.
Men, I am a man. That was the other thing that you would say after.
I'm sorry I avoided that.
So okay, yeah, you got it right. Our podcast kind of ends the OkCupid sites, the Tinders, all the other stuff. We get to know who these people really are. They can't hide behind like carefully worded bios and well thought out answers. We get right to it with them, right?
Oh yeah, we definitely get right to it. Sorry about that. And these people are mostly Twitter people, but also people who have just, they've listened to our podcast and are like, damn, these are people who should be, not on the market anymore. They're too good, and so they want to go on a date with us. And some of the people are in relationships, and they just want a 25-minute date to, get out of the shackles, so to speak.
So to speak, definitely. So who do we got today? Who are you bringing to me?
Today I have a beautiful, beautiful young lady. Her name is.
I actually know I can see her right now. I'm a little bit nervous.
I know your hoodie's showing.
Ah, okay, go.
She is a smart LA-based comedian. Very clever lady. She is smickable on Twitter and host of the Too Soon podcast. And Stephanie, are you there?
Hi guys, I'm here. I see both of you.
Hi, I know. This is great. I
It's
love technology.
the most attention I've gotten all day, so thank you.
Oh, anything for you. Sorry, it's your day, Rory. Okay, so your 25 minutes start now.
First dates, first dates. Come on a date.
Hey, Smick.
Hi, Rory. How are you?
How's your day?
It was good. It was busy, but it was good.
Yeah, you just came from work, right?
Yeah, I came from nannying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I nanny for money, so.
What's your nanny persona? Are you like pretty? Are you a hard ass?
Oh, my mom's like, I don't have a persona for everything. That's just Twitter. But yeah, no, I'm pretty strict. You have to.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I'm really strict, actually. I'm stricter than most parents.
Okay, so the kids love you or they hate you?
Usually I nanny infants and I get them from birth. So, they generally really are attached to me, but this time I started with a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they don't like me very much at all.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good work relationship. How's your, like, you, this isn't the only job you've had. You've had, like, office jobs, right?
No. Well, in college, I mean, I went to undergrad, like, 6 years ago, and I did internships for, I majored in international politics, so I did real stuff back then, but since I graduated, nannying and comedy are the only two things I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, for me, it's nice to be on this date with you. You're, like, you're a knockout, so... I don't know. I'm glad you're able to fit me into your schedule. I'm sure you have, like, a line of men that want to date you.
No, not at all.
Come on.
I mean, I probably, I'm not going to, I probably have a line of comedians that would sleep with me once or twice, but, but no, I don't have anyone that wants to date me.
Okay, that was an interesting way you answered that. Do you think you're, like, kind of a romantic person, or do you, like, not go for all that Disney stuff?
I'm like a really romantic, I'm a hopeless romantic. I am super, like, I actually want the whole, like, rom-com thing. I want, like, the happy ending, but I just, I guess I, the way I deal with the fact that I don't think it'll ever happen is to be super brash and super, like, pretend that that's not what I want. So when it doesn't happen, I don't look stupid or, like, look like a loser that can't get what they want. So people think that I want, like, completely, like, no strings attached sex, and then I'm just, like, super a guy, and I'm out there and stuff, but that's not what I'm actually like in my personal life, so it gets me into a lot of trouble.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So you are a bit Disney, in the heart.
I'm a Disney princess that gets hurt all the time.
What Disney, what Disney princess are you?
It's like I want to be Belle, but I think I'm Ariel, and that makes me sad.
Why does that make you sad? I love Ariel.
Really? You like a redheaded fish person?
Actually, I only like fish people. I wish there was more of them.
Yeah. But yeah, I probably... They all have daddy issues, right?
What?
They all have daddy issues, right?
Does Lady have daddy issues? I don't think Lady had dad issues.
Who's Lady?
Lady and the Tramp.
The dog?
Yeah. It's a Disney princess.
It's not a Disney princess.
Absolute. Hey, do not.
Okay.
Discount Lady. She was one of the coolest.
Okay.
She was so strong and, like, the way she dealt with those Siamese cats. Come on.
Okay.
You're just like, go away from that. All right, fine. Here, I've got a question for you. Okay. This is going to get a little bit intimate at the start of our date here.
Sure.
Give sex... a grade.
What do you mean? Give
like
sex.
Like, is it an A? Is it a B? Is it a D? Like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't really care about it.
Oh, how much I like sex in my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty important to me. So, like, an A.
An A. That's, like, you can't do without it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm moderately hypersexual. Like, I'm not one of those girls that stop it. I care about it.
So would you say you suffer without it? You go a long time without it?
I don't go without it.
Oh!
Like, I mean, I just had sex last night.
Okay.
I'm not dating anyone, so.
I did not. So you got one up on me today.
Yeah.
Okay, quick word association. I'm going to say a word, and you tell me something that comes to your mind, all right? Growl.
Lion.
Rose.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. Okay. Impulse.
Control.
Engage.
Connection.
Secret.
Fuck.
Stiff.
Hard.
Hug.
Nice.
I was gonna hard was actually the next one, but I think you'd go back to stiff on that one. What about safe?
It's not a word I hear too often. I don't have a word association for safe.
That's so interesting. Okay. Finally, love.
Everything.
Okay, cool. I like this. I feel like we're like walking to dinner right now. This is our day, and I like this conversation we're having. So we're walking downtown in Portland. You've come up to visit. You got friends up here, right?
I do. One of my best friends, Emily Faye, lives there.
Shout out to Emily Faye. We all love her. So we're walking downtown, and I'm like, I'm going to take you out to dinner. What would be, like, the kind of dinner you would want? We have everything here.
Probably Thai?
Thai's first on my list.
Okay. Then, yeah, I want to go to a Thai place.
Maybe. But you have to think about, like, what... Like, what if we, especially because you said earlier you were kind of hypersexual, like, what if you had something, like, really heavy? It might not be fun to have time later or something like that.
Thai food's not heavy.
It can be.
Really?
Like a curry. A curry can go through you.
Please don't. then we'll get appetizers and we'll share them.
Okay. I like it. Some Thai tea or something like that.
Yeah.
I've had bad experience. One time I had a date. I brought a girl coconut ice cream and wine. And that did not go over well. I had to leave the bedroom a couple times that night.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying in theory. I mean, that's disgusting. And I don't want to talk about this. But no, I mean, I fasted entire days before big dates because I was like.
Right? You just feel better. You feel.
Yeah, I was sexier. Like, I'm just not going to eat for an entire day, and then I can have sex all night. So, but yeah, I've done that, so I know what you're saying. So maybe I'll just push my food around my plate with a fork.
Okay. No, I want you to gorge. I think we can get to sex stuff later. It's okay. Like, I'm going to play the long game with you. You're obviously a catch.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you just assume I'm going to sleep with you on the
first night? I did not. I'm just saying, like, we should maybe eat light in case, you know, we want to make out later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Zoe and I kind of talked about this in the intro. Like, when was the last time you felt really sexy? I kind of felt a little sexy today because I took a really nice warm shower.
Jeez. I honestly never feel sexy.
Get out of here. Come on. You look sexy right now. You look gorgeous.
I went to a show last night, met a guy, went out to meet a comic that's in town from New York and like knew he was coming back to my house because he did like the night before, knew he was sleeping over. I had sex last night and this morning and I still haven't felt sexy. And I never feel sexy. You mean having sex and I'm like, I still don't feel sexy.
Okay. So you have no recollection in your entire life of being like, God, I feel just like I probably look ravishing right now.
I felt attractive. Like in clothing or like I felt cute. Like I know that I've looked attractive, but I've never used the word sexy. Like I would never be like naked or something.
You've never felt like Jessica Rabbit or something like that.
No. Yeah. No, I like don't even look in the mirror when I get out of the shower.
I feel at my most Jessica Rabbit, like when I'm in really nice clothing, like, you know what the thing is like I'll put on like interview clothing. You know, like button-ups and slacks. And, like, I rarely get to wear that because, I don't know, I don't have jobs where I would have to wear that on a daily basis. But you have to wear that to do an interview. Yeah. And then I'll feel sexy going into interviews. And then that's just gives a weird dynamic to how I interact with the person interviewing me. I get a little too intimate with them, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I put on like heels and like a leather jacket, like very buttoned up look. I think if I'm wearing a lot of clothes, then I can feel sexy. Is that weird? That's like the opposite of what most people probably.
No, that sounds very sexy.
But if I look like I'm not trying and I clearly look like I don't care, like if I'm wearing like sweatpants, then I probably feel more confident because if I happen to look good or someone happens to think I'm attractive, then I'm not trying. I can't go out and look like I tried because I get way too self-conscious that what if I still don't look good, then how sad is that I tried and I don't look good. So I just try to always keep it pretty messy. Like I always kind of look like I just went through something pretty tragic. Like,
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. You make sure you don't put yourself on the line.
Yeah, that's kind of cowardly, but that's...
It kind of puts you in both, there's a duality in you, right? Because, like, you are a commitment person, though.
Yeah.
But you refuse to commit to, like, trying to... Yeah, it's just, it's interesting. That's an interesting personality quirk.
Well, I'm just scared. I'm, like, terrified of the world. Like, I have such intense social anxiety and all these issues that, unless I know someone really well and I... like already trust them and can be myself around them. Like I don't open up.
I completely agree. Me and you are the same in that way.
Yeah.
All right, so do you like little endearments, like little nicknames?
I do. It's been, I mean, I only ever get that. I've only had that a couple times in like longer term relationships, but yeah, I generally go for, I use babe.
Okay. A lot of people hate that endearment. I love that one. That's a great one, right?
Yeah. I'd feel uncomfortable saying anything else, but my last boyfriend, called me baby and I thought I would hate it. Like coming from like a comedian, like it would seem so weird to hear the word baby, but it was like my favorite thing in the world.
It is, right? It just feels good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Any kind of it's not, even if it's not baby, if it's just something very near that, like I had one ex that called me bijou, which made no sense. It was just a random word, but like also there's a cafe in Portland that's called bijou, so I have to think about that every time I see that. Sadness. But anyways, yeah, I really like endearment. So how quickly would you feel comfortable if I, like, let's say we started dating and I started calling you baby, like, within the first week?
That would probably weird me out.
That weirds you out, even though you like it?
The first week of us hanging out, or the first week of us, like, deciding that we're boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, however...
If someone...
It's like, an open-ended question, like, however long... Like, is it a month into it? When are you looking for that baby?
Yeah, I think like I try to wait a month or two before I am dating someone, before I'd consider them like a boyfriend, and try to like push that conversation. And then once we've had that conversation, then it's fair game.
Anyway. Oh, okay, baby.
Okay.
JK. All right, so
I'm not even looking at the screen anymore. You just like
I can't look at you. You're really pretty. All right.
Please look at me for the rest of the date.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. I can't look directly at the camera. That's really weird. Are you usually like more submissive or dominant in like your relationships?
so he's just laughing. I am way more submissive.
Okay. So you like having somebody that would care for you?
There's a line between like sexual roles and gender roles and like someone taking care of me. Like I don't want someone to take care of me. I just am more submissive. Maybe it's just the sexual thing. I'm submissive sexually. I'm a normal independent woman otherwise.
Sure. I mean, you seem that way. I mean, like I've seen you, what you write, and I've heard your podcast, and you sound like a really strong kind of independent person. So I had actually assumed that you would say a dominant persona in all aspects of life.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'm so strong and I have to take care of myself so much in my own life, like at work and with my career, that like when I finally get a chance to do what I want to do and like have someone, I like want to just relax and not have to be in charge. I think that might be how a lot of powerful women are. Like it's like, but it's topping from the bottom. Like you pretend that you're not in control when you actually know you're smart enough to still be in control.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously this is going well. Okay, maybe not after you made that face, but I think it's going well. So let's say we've been in a relationship for like a year and a half or something like that. I generally feel like 2 years is like danger zone. Like it's super hard to get past that 2 year mark. So you as a partner, like how do you feel like you reinvigorate a relationship? Like what do you do to keep something like interesting? Or like how do you give to a relationship to make sure it sustains itself?
I mean, I've never been able to do it successfully. I don't.
This is a hypothetical. Like you and I have made it. We're getting there.
Yeah.
So how are you going to keep that? How are you going to keep us together?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I guess it's important to like remember that even though they've been in your life for so long, and like you usually people like take whoever's closest to them for granted. Like they get the worst of you. Because they've been around for so long, and on some level, you just take advantage of that. So I feel like everyone new in your life gets a better version of you. Like, the people you're trying to impress with comedy, the people you get attention from in your general life. That's why people start like cheating and people get unhappy and want to like open up a relationship. It's because like you're giving, of course you wouldn't want to be with that person. They're like giving you the worst of them. Like you're so comfortable that you just like come home and you give like the shittiest version of yourself to someone. And I think people have to be like really careful not to do that. It's like really hard, but if you're going to be with someone for a long time, you have to learn to be really fair to them and then like be their best friend. And then of course you'd want to, you'd like, if you're with your best friend, you want to have fun and you're just naturally going to find ways together to like constantly have your relationship be spiced up naturally. Cause you're just your friends and you're going to do like every day is going to be like a bit. You're just going to be like running. You know what I mean? Like you're just gonna have like a wacky, crazy relationship where stop looking at me like that.
I'm just smiling. I'm listening.
You know
what
I mean though?
I do. I hear what you're saying.
Give people the best that you give to other people. Cause like I'm on all the time and I'm funny with some people and I'm like sexy with some people, but like, but if I had one person, I know that they would not get that from me all the time. And you have to like make a point.
Do you seem on all the time? Like you perform a lot. Like when do you let that down?
I mean, I have a bunch of close friends in LA, so they kind of ground me and I can be myself around them. And then if I'm lucky enough to like be dating someone, then that grounds me too. But I'm always in like short-term relationships. So
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm always in like longer term relationships or single. Like short term relationships for me, like they just haven't worked out. I haven't found the value in them. But you're a short term relationship kind of person, huh?
It's not what I want, it's just what happens. I pick someone and my intention is to date them and we like date for like 2 months maybe and then for some reason it just goes totally south and then I'm soured by the whole experience and then I like take a little bit of a break and go crazy but then I guess I forget how shitty it was and I try it again and then it works for like 2 more months and then I live in LA, which I know it's cliche to say it's a shitty city, but like a lot of the dating problems come from the fact that I live in LA and it's a terrible city to date in. I also am only around comedians. Like, I don't meet anyone that's not a comedian. I don't go out. I don't drink. I don't go to bars. I just go to shows I'm on or mics. And the only people I interact with are comedians, like 30 to 40-year-old comedians. So it's asking for trouble is what it is. But
yeah, I guess it might be asking for trouble.
Yeah.
How would you get away from that? It's like your passion, right? That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried. I'm trying really hard to do it right now. You just have to set ground rules. And one of them is like, would be that I should learn is that it's like your work environment and you just don't make a rule. Like you don't date comedians, you don't sleep with comedians. And if you just put your foot down and stop doing it for a while, they'll get the hint, stop laughing at me. They'll get the hint and they'll know that you're off limits. But I haven't given that, vibe yet. So I haven't put my foot down. So I'm trying to, it's just so hard.
Yeah. You're doing great, in my opinion. Wait, how long have you lived in LA is what I was going to get at.
A year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you're just like you're learning, right? It's like new to you.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from? Where did you move to LA from?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
What?
Just the idea of Philly always sounded bad to me. Like nowhere on the East Coast really sounded that pleasant. I'm just saying, like, for me, that's all.
Oh. Well, I mean, I really like the East Coast. I'm glad I was raised there.
Yeah.
I came out to the West Coast to get away from some shitty decisions I made in my old life and to get a place where there's more industry and people are like have more opportunities and like the weather, like the reasons that anyone moves to California. And it is better. Like the quality of life in California is better. In the last year and a half, I've been happier than I have been ever. So you're right. I mean, there were some shitty things about Philly, but overall, don't cringe at my city. It's a good city.
Philly? Nah, yeah. I'm
it's sure. a really good city. I mean,
no, I'm sure it's a diamond. I should reconsider. I was thinking about this today, Smick. Tell me what you think. It's upsetting to me that I've come to this conclusion, but I was thinking about past relationships I've had, and I had this relationship with this one girl who was really, really successful and happy and healthy. And I was thinking about how impossible it would be for me to stay in that relationship because she was all three of those things. Do you feel like you can identify with that, or do you feel like that is an unhealthy thing that you think I'm a little bit crazy for?
No, I feel exactly like you feel. I can't – if people are too, like – if they've come – like, there's so many if people are, like, too happy or too good, like, they're both – their parents are still married, and, like, they had a really good childhood because they had money, and, like, they
– inappropriate behavior.
Like, if they have, like, a good life and they're super happy and they have never done anything shitty, I feel super uncomfortable around them. I feel like I could never be myself around them, and that, like, I literally wouldn't even find myself on a second date with someone like that.
I know. How – success? Like,
I'm attracted – success is one thing.
Happiness?
Happiness is another. Success is fine. Like, a really successful person is generally going to be miserable, though. So I'll seek that out. If you're successful and miserable, that's cool with me. But
– I don't know. This person was, like, an editor at, like, a publishing company, and she was happy. She was going to, like, all these, like, weddings because she had a lot of friends from high school, which I also think is, like, a red flag for some reason.
You should be friends with the people you went to high school with. You should have grown up and moved on.
Right?
I've been really jaded and dysfunctional and gone through years of drug abuse, and you should have a therapist. You should.
Is that what you did? Was that the path where you just like kind of opening a little window into the Smix history?
Yeah.
Okay. Sound like you were a bit wild after high school.
Wild sounds like positive to me. Wild means like I was having fun with it. Like I had a lot of issues.
And you're past that.
Yeah.
Convincing. Definitely.
No, I'm past all of the physical manifestations of them. Like there's nothing that I do currently that is considered like bad for me. I'm just still dealing with like the psychological side of what the last 27 years have been like.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm a great first date. This is why I don't go on dates. This is why I casually sleep with people I'm on shows with.
I'm having a good time. I'm sorry you're not having that good of a time.
No, this is me apologizing for knowing that I'm a terrible date. This is all the stuff I would never, if I actually went on a date, I wouldn't say any of this.
This is why this is important, right? We're getting right to it. You can ask me anything too. I think it's really nice to know everything as quickly as possible. As long as you feel safe talking about it.
That's what I do. I go, if I don't go on dates, I'll like meet someone and I'll just think they're great and we'll like hang out and stay up for the whole night talking and we'll just like get really into each other really quickly and we'll know everything about each other and be like, okay, we're on board. And then it'll turn into this like fiery, I think that it'll turn into this fiery like 3-month thing and then it'll like just end in a blaze of glory. Like I feel like the way I do things is super unhealthy. I would almost rather come across like normal and sane and really like slowly try to give someone an accurate depiction of what I actually am currently like instead of just throwing in like my persona and all the stupid crazy stuff I've done, because it paints like this really unhealthy picture for people and they have like a kind of inaccurate depiction of what I actually am like and I get treated not the right way.
How you need to be treated.
Yeah, I'm going through, I mean, yeah, I'm not doing too well with that right now. Like, I'm not really a fan of the throwing it all out there anymore.
Interesting point. You guys have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
That was the least subtle thing.
I have more to talk about. I have 3 minutes for this stuff, definitely. I could go for a lot longer with you, Smick. This has been interesting. So you seem like, I guess what I get from that, what you just talked about. Well, like I already know I feel it. Is you seem like a really driven person. Is that wrong? Am I wrong?
No. Yeah. I have goals and I think that, yeah, I feel like I'm ultimately like the only person that cares about me and is responsible for myself. So he's making goofy faces. I feel like, yeah, I take control of everything because I feel like I have to. Like, no one else is going to do anything for me, so I have to make everything happen.
Yeah, no, and I think, like, I'm just different from you in that I'm, like, I've just always been contented.
That's not a word, but okay.
I think it's, if it's not, let's make it a word for this conversation. So, like, I just feel like I'm not, like, maybe that's why I get in these long relationships, because I find something that makes me happy, and I don't really ask for it to get better. Like, the blaze of glory comment was just really interesting, because I don't feel like I've ever had, like, I've had relationships where I've been really excited, but, like, I've just kind of maintained, like, a certain amount of excitement and been happy with it. It sounds like you really want to, like, shoot, like, have fireworks go off for the rest of your life with somebody. Am I wrong? I could be totally wrong.
Like,
I just, like,
I mean, yeah, I don't want something, like, mediocre. I get into these, like, ridiculous, passionate things with people because I pick really intense, passionate people that really care about, like, everything they do and really are just, like, out there and have a lot of issues. So we get in these, like, really intense things, and they end – it's, like, very Taylor Swift-y. It, like, ends very poorly, and it yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see that. You just keep wanting more, and I generally don't. Like, I'm really happy with the people I choose. So does that mean that you have a lot of, like, I don't know, for instance, like, it sounds like you've had a lot of partners recently or whatever. So do you, like, kind of, like, do you have, like, these huge passionate connections with people and then dislike them when it can't keep going? Or do you have, like, a lot of friends because of these connections? After this date, are we going to be best of friends, whether it works out or not, or do you need to keep stepping it up every day for the rest of your life?
I mean, I'm friends with a lot of the people I tried to date. Like, I like, set things up from the start to have, like, an expiration date. Like, I say I want things to be Disney princessy, but I pick people, like, I pick things that aren't ever gonna last, so it's like we both know that. I don't know, it just gets very, like, it's like escalated and very intensified, and I think I'm like the opposite of you.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think it's good to have two different types of personalities in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of expiration
date, it sounds like Smick's been dating a lot of other Smicks. Am I right?
I don't know, I guess.
All right, we can talk another time. I would like to have another date with you.
Okay, well, my subtle interjection didn't work, which was, speaking of expiration dates, your date has expired. But that happened like 45 seconds ago, so I fucked up. Congrats on finishing your date.
Thank you.
Very interesting to listen to.
She's a really interesting person.
She truly is interesting. Some highlights. One, Rory really trying to force the subject of post-Thai food bowel movements. Interesting first date move. 2 out of 10. What gets a 10 out of 10 is
that
phrase.
Wasn't really a highlight. That's a low light. You got to give me something positive.
Your low light's my highlight, honey.
All right.
The phrase, moderately hypersexual. probably worth being coined, just saying. Also, when Stephanie was like, or Smick, which Rory decided was an appropriate thing to call you, was when Stephanie was like, why are you looking at me? And then maybe a minute and a half later you said, well, this date's going great.
Zoe, you've painted this date as the worst I've gone on.
I'm so sorry to do that to you.
And I really enjoyed myself. Don't rain on my parade here.
I apologize for raining on your parade. But how do you feel, Stephanie?
It didn't feel like a date.
Ooh.
Is that bad?
Ooh, yes. It is so bad, Smick.
All right.
I would go on an actual date with you if you lived in L.A.
Okay. That's a really good, yeah, because then you really don't have to because I'm not there. I like that. I would go on a date with you if you were like 6'5".
If I was in Portland, when I'm in Portland, because I will be in Portland, I would go on a date with you.
Well, in this hypothetical situation, you still got to answer this question. Comes to the end of your date with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had some Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to your house, and you're like, okay, Rory, A, B, or C? A, firm handshake. Maybe you can, like, you know, do some funky hand stuff if things get kind of awkward. Say bye, he leaves, whatever. Choice two, a nice, sensual hug.
Okay.
And then choice three, you say, Rory, there's just something about you. I need you to, you know, be my man for the night. And maybe the morning, if you're lucky. A, B, or C?
Does anyone choose the bad one? I would probably...
Fuck, man.
No. This is what I would do. If this were actually a date, like if we were actually hanging out right now, I would do B. B's and then I would probably, because I work, I'm like super weird, and I would probably be at like the limit of social interaction, and I would probably like then go home and like be on Twitter and on my phone and stuff, and probably end up like texting you and being more flirtatious with you after the fact, like a very fucked up person that couldn't do it in the moment. And then, but I probably wouldn't do C. I'd probably do B.
The hug you've and text.
You've been so nice to spare my feelings. Thank you, Stephanie.
Moderately hypersexual Smick chooses the hug.
I wonder if that's a real psychological term. I'm going to ask my therapist. I just came from therapy, but I'll ask my therapist next week if that's a term.
It absolutely should be a term. Rory, how do you feel?
I had a great time. I think she's an incredibly clever person. She thinks on her feet. She's quick. She's really funny and beautiful. I don't know. Yeah, she's a catch, man. Anybody would be lucky to have to spend some time with her.
Can you tell people in LA that? Can you?
I'll be in touch with them all. Don't you worry.
I don't think anyone thinks that, really. It's nice that you're saying that, though.
Of course.
Well, it's true. And you've only been there for a year and a half. I can't imagine. I've been rooted in Portland for a long time, so like, I feel more comfortable. I know a lot more people. You're gonna get there.
You're so like positive. Jeez.
I know, isn't it great? Okay.
If we were actually on a date, would you be not positive? Like, would you?
No, this is exactly how dates go with me.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, it has come to the end. Please
do the
follow.
Run. Do the run. Yeah, do the
please
run.
Please follow Stephanie on Twitter at Smickable and listen to her podcast too soon.
It's a really great podcast. It's really funny. Everybody should listen to it.
Thanks, yeah. Rory. I think I got this. Okay?
Sorry.
And subscribe to us on iTunes. And visit our website, www.firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com. http://, before that.
And you guys were just doing a noteworthy section. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that dope?
That's really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook. And then also follow me and Rory on Twitter. I'm at Madam Zubel, and he is at Rory Not Roy. And until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Bye, guys.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.